Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the traditional personal finance corner, he hails from Princeton, New Jersey, USA. He is the Sultan of Saving, the Count of Common Sense. Let's get ready for practical.
I am pumped, but it's tough, man. It's tough to be pumped alone here. Frank, it's not here. We're doing solo, and something we like to do here on the Practical Guy podcast every month or so, and just gives me a time to sort of get some things off my chest, but also talk about some things that can really help you. Now, one of the things we did, and we just actually did a Practical Guy seminar, how not to get taken by your financial planner, which I'm sure you guys love. Other people in the industry, they're just not as happy with this because we're telling people inside, as we always talk about, this is money management for your street and not Wall Street. And also, we take you behind the curtain. We're not the Wizard of Oz where you pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You do should and pay attention to the man behind the curtain. And as a special treat for everyone here, I'm going to give you three tips to hire the best financial advisor or money manager, or three things to ask these guys to find out whether you have a good one. And you're not going to get this anywhere else. It's just the thing you tune in, you're in your car, you're listening on your iPod, whatever. This is something nobody else is going to tell you, especially those in the industry. Number one, just do a simple test here. You know, we're going through a lot of market downturn here. And what will happen here is everybody panics, the market's going down and everything. And you think, okay, I'm going to call my advisor. Well, if you're going to call your advisor and he's going to say, hey, what is the market going to do this year? And your advisor gives you a straight answer. You know what? You better do the quick Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, and dance the hell out of there. There's no way any advisor would be able to tell you what the market is doing or should even offer an opinion because they don't know. No one knows. And if they're going to tell you concretely they know what you're doing, you want to get the hell so far away from him. Make sure of that, and it's a great litmus test to do that. Like, for instance, if somebody knew exactly what the market would be doing, they would take their own money, they would put it in the market, and they'd make their money and do it, not pass it on to you. But what they can do and what the practical guy tries to do is they could put you in different products or vehicles where you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sit there and worry about the stock market with the downturn or any of that stuff. You can just go about your life. They include some index products. They include some insurance policies. They include some things where you don't have to worry about it, and you know what you're going to get in a range, and you don't have to worry about the market. But for someone to tell you they know what the market's doing, that's the first red flag to get out of that office. The second thing in is if you ask an advisor or someone like this, they're going to be like, what the hell? And they're usually probably going to sit there and suffer from what I call Phil Collins disease or no reply at all. When you ask them, number one, like everybody here gets a commission typically or a fee for what they do. Nothing evil about that. There's no Joseph Mengele, no evil in that for somebody getting paid for what we do. I think we can all agree about that. But the problem is how they take it. And when you ask them just to say, listen, I know you get a commission or a fee, do you take that up front or do you take it piecemeal? And it's an important question because, for instance, a lot of people don't know this, but if you buy a $100,000 annuity or so, that advisor has different ways of taking that compensation. That advisor could take this 7% up front with getting nothing, so they would make $7,000. They can take other commission, which would be, let's say, 4% and 1% down the road. We're not here asking anybody to use flashcards to play math here. That advisor is taking everything up front. Number one, that could be a red flag. Do they have their finances in order? Do they need to make this sale to fund their monthly electric bill, their car payment? That's not a good sign because what do you go to a financial advisor for? You want to see that he has his house in order. And if he says, listen, if he's taking up front, you need to be able to tell someone, okay, well, why are you taking up front? And if the guy doesn't give you a straight answer, again, do the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and dance the hell out of that office. Remember, you don't have to use someone. It's not a right for them to use you. It's a privilege as you as a customer. Have some respect for yourself. The other thing is if they take the commission up front, if you sell an annuity or a product and he's already made all the money he can, Do you think he's going to return your calls? Probably not. Now let's have a little faith that they actually want to return your call. Well, your call will be 26th on the list to return. So make sure you take a look how they take in their commission. And if somebody doesn't answer and isn't comfortable, again, get out of the office. The third thing, and this is going to sound a little trite, is will the guy give you, guy, gal, whatever, give you their cell phone number? And a lot of people would say, oh my God, what does that mean? We're not talking about calling up your advisor and saying, hey, did you see the Knicks last night? It's being able to access them. A lot of times you're at, without using the big wirehouses, Morgan Stanley or Merrill Lynch or somebody, says, you can't reach anybody after 5. Well, suppose your spouse gets laid off here or something happens. You want to be able to say to the advisor, listen, can we talk now or can I get to you first thing in the morning? If they won't give you their cell phone number, because you don't know, to be honest, sometimes email, people don't get to it. That's another red flag to do this. So just to recap, if we can go the three things that are going to do, the tips you won't get anywhere else. Number one, ask him if he knows what he thinks the market's going to do this year, he or she. If they give you a straight answer, goodbye. Number two, we know you're taking commission. How are they taking their commission? If they're taking it up front to do that, all everything up front, ask him why he's taking that all up front. And ask him, again, whether, why would he be able to call you or doing it. That's going to stump a lot of people. And number three is the cell phone. The cell phone issue will do that. These three things are going to filter out, number one, whether you have a good advisor, or number two, whether you want to hire that person. And what we like to do, because we are, you know, flying solo, sometimes we get a little bit bored alone. I miss Frank, and we haven't come up with a cardboard cutout for Frank yet to keep me company, is we're going to be start offering tips besides things, just things that I see, because you have to understand, I'm out there in the industry, but I'm with you and not them. I'm going to tell you what exactly goes on and gives you tips, whether you use me, use someone else, but you're always going to get the straight, honest advice. And remember, these are tips you can get also. You can reach us and listen to us on www.practicalguy.com, where we have podcasts, videos, tips that you can get. You can also call the Practical Guy, and as usual, it's a toll-free call, 1-877-451-4141. That's 1-877-451-4141. And until next week, remember, see, it's tough when you do it yourself. I don't have my tag team partner here. But remember, it's money management for your street and not Wall Street. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Flying solo, this is the Practical Guy, Scott Newman.
Hey, if you guys have any questions or comments, even want to leave a review for this podcast, you can do so on iTunes. You could also get in touch with us right here at practicalguy.com. We'd like to thank you for sharing your precious time with us today. Our goal, again, is to educate and entertain you. So let us know how we're doing with that by going to practicalguy.com. You could also call the Practical Guy himself at 1-877-451-4141. That's toll free, 877-451-4141. Tune in again next week for more about money management for your street
and not Wall Street.
Follow the Practical Guy on Twitter at The Practical Guy. Be sure to like the Practical Guy Facebook page and visit practicalguy.com. This podcast is a production of River City eMarketing. So check out rivercityemarketing.com for podcast production and distribution, copywriting, social media, digital video editing, illustrations and storyboards, animated videos, and all of your marketing needs. The Practical Guy, money management for your street, not Wall Street.